as we zero in on a special event happening this Friday. We got Tom Gann, Veteran Service Officer, in for the final few minutes of Mugs today. How you doing, sir?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell us, special event. I think the word is getting out, but we further want to highlight something that has just been kind of put together here in the last few weeks.
Yes. It's called the Korean War Veterans Recognition Ceremony, and we are having it at the college. Mm-hmm. It is July 10th at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
This Friday?
This coming Friday, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to honor our Korean-era veterans. All veterans that served in the U.S. Armed Forces between June 27th of 1950 to January 31st, 1955, qualify for this special coin that the state of Nebraska has made for each one of these veterans.
So when did this come about, the idea for this? Were you instrumental in thinking of this then?
Yes, our office. So the state is doing an official recognition in Lincoln. So our veterans would have had to have traveled, if they wanted the coin, to drive all the way to Lincoln, which is, 3 hours or better.
Big ask for some of our veterans to drive that far.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And the families and such. So we worked with the state was able to work with the governor's office through Nebraska Department of Veteran Affairs and scheduled the lieutenant governor to come out. I do have an itinerary if you kind of wanted to see that.
Yeah, sure.
How it's going to work out.
Yep. Because I'm coming and covering the event and looking forward to it. So you got a little music provided there before the ceremony, and then a welcome and a prayer. So there's going to be posting of colors from Dawson County and Cozad there on a color guard.
Yeah, because we invited our neighbors, so we reached out to, as you see there, Dawson County, Logan County, even Red Willow and Keith County, even as far as Dual County. We've reached out to these counties so that they too could be a part of, maybe their veterans would have to travel so far to get this coin.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor's going to be there. The county commissioners will be present. I sent an email to invite Senator Jacobson, and I just spoke to him this morning, and he said he will be there.
Yeah, he did. He's a man of his word, so he'll be there, and I'm going to cover it. And so the main thing is that the Korean War is kind of one of those that didn't get the headlines of certainly the World Wars and Vietnam. It was kind of in between World War II and Vietnam War. So this is a way we can just zero in on that period where we were involved in that and highlight those veterans, because maybe some of them maybe have never been honored in this way.
Absolutely. And as we all know, these veterans are up in age, and we just want to give them the highest recognition and a thank you that we possibly can. So I'm very excited that the Lieutenant Governor is going to come out. The governor was invited. I did talk to the governor personally, but he is going to be out of the country at that time. He did express that he did want to come, but he was unable to come. But I'm very, very happy that Lieutenant Governor will be present to do this.
So this will be is this going to be in the gym, the McDonald Belton gym?
It's in an auditorium.
In the auditorium there, okay.
Yeah, at the college. Okay. Food, there will be food there provided as well, so it'll be like finger food and that type of stuff.
Okay.
The county commissioners, a couple of them are providing that, so I thank you to the Commissioner Michaela Wooler, for one, who's been instrumental in helping us with getting this going.
Yeah.
Working with the state and Nebraska Department of Veteran Affairs. My office manager, Melissa Spadings, worked very hard to track down a number of our veterans and to get RSVPs from their families. So it's been, and you're right, what you said a moment ago, we've been working on this pretty quickly because again, they're getting up in age, and we're losing them, and I just want to honor as many as we possibly can.
Yeah, it's I guess you could say it's long overdue, but anytime we have these kind of ceremonies, I think it just helps us reflect. You know, we got a bunch of people that sacrificed their lives, first of all, but even among those that are living, they sacrificed a lot of things to go serve their country and help keep this country free. So
certainly
this is a great thing in that regard. And again, Friday 10 to noon is the time on that.
Yeah, so 10 a.m. to 12. And the reason why we picked early in the morning, because we all know, the temperatures anytime after noon are 90 plus.
Right.
So we certainly don't want folks out there.
There'll be people coming from two, maybe up to 3 hours away too. So
absolutely.
So yes. Get them on their way and get them honored in that coin. That'll be worth seeing. I'm gonna get a close-up of one of those. I get that on our website, too, so people can see that. Tom Gann, our guest here to wrap up Mugs on this Monday. Thanks for all you do, Tom. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All righty. So come on out to Mid Plains this Friday and honor our Korean War veterans in the area.